Okay, fine guest. Live via phone. He is the Secretary of State of the great state of Wisconsin. He is Douglas LaFollette. Doug, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. You're kind of weak in the background there.
Well, people often call me weak, Doug. Saw you on 60 Minutes last night, sir, and thought you did a heck of a job. And the topic of that 60 Minutes investigative report was Michael Gabelman, the special prosecutor here in the state of Wisconsin. Doug, you've been on the job how long? And let's start. How long you've been on the job, Doug?
I've been Secretary of State for 44 years now. Hard to believe, right?
It is, sir. And you asked a question last night, and it seems obvious to those of us that have watched your role be diminished by Republicans. But you asked the question last night on 60 Minutes, why would any Republican want this job? But Doug, lots of people want your job right now. Lots of people are lining up to run against you. Doug, why do you think they want that job?
Well, from what I've been able to ascertain, it's part of a national effort by the Trump Republicans to elect secretaries of state. I think they're running in 23 states, I read, including Wisconsin, because they, looking back at the last election, where they were somewhat disappointed that they couldn't get secretaries of state to do what they wanted, they hope to elect people to the offices of Secretary of State that will be more friendly to their attempt to manipulate the elections.
Well, Doug, right here in the state of Wisconsin, a decade ago, you drew the ire of the former governor, Scott Walker, because in your role as Secretary of State, your responsibility was publishing bills, the laws. They weren't law until the Secretary of State published. And you used some the statutory language, and they didn't like that. You weren't jamming the laws through quickly enough, Doug. But it's not over anything you've done specifically this time. It's just the fact that you're effectively in a position that could be retasked to somehow manipulate future elections. At least that's the way I see it, Doug. Do you see it the same way, or do you think it's personal?
Yeah, that's correct. Wisconsin is unique, and I have historically been very proud of Wisconsin because when I was first elected 40-some years ago, we had an election board. There were five retired judges, and those five judges were the people who supervised the elections. The Secretary of State had no involvement. I've never had any involvement in the supervising of the elections. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the elections. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio, and then recently there were efforts in Georgia and Arizona and Michigan to get people to fiddle with the elections. Now in Wisconsin, what's happening is Republican candidates are talking about putting the elections into the Secretary's office, taking them out of the election commission, which we have at the moment. And they hope that if they did that, then they might have the opportunity to have some influence over how the election goes.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got a fine guest. He is the Wisconsin Secretary of State for the last 44 years. He is Douglas LaFollette. And Doug, you've seen some history in this state. And this Gabelman, this special counselor, this special prosecutor, and the report he rolled out, well, any of us that pay attention know it was complete and utter fiction, Doug. So I want to get your opinion. I know you can't act as the partisan that I may act as, sir, but certainly you never act like a partisan in the same way that this Gabelman has. What's been your reaction to this report?
Well, as many people have said, including the Republican woman on TV last night, she quite clearly said that it was ridiculous, and I agree with her. It was a waste of time. It's a waste of money. The one thing 60 Minutes didn't point out is that we taxpayers are on the hook for paying him close to a quarter of a million, half a million dollars, I think it is now. So it's all part of the game that Mr. Voss and the extreme Republicans, the extreme Trump Republicans, are doing to our country in many places, including Wisconsin.
Well, Doug, I'm not implying you're anything other than a vibrant man, but I'm sure at some point you'd like to consider retirement. Does the current state of politics leave you in a position with your name, with your incumbency? Do you feel like you got to run for Secretary of State again, sir?
Well, you've analyzed it exactly right, Mark. If you'd asked me 2 years ago, I might have said, no, I'm going to retire and take care of my garden and go visit my nephew and so forth. But now things have gotten so tricky and so partisan with this effort to manipulate elections all across the country and in Wisconsin. So I agree with your analysis. I'm probably the strongest candidate to maintain that office in hands that did not want the elections to be fiddled with.
Doug, I started doing this radio show more than a decade ago because it got hard here in the state of Wisconsin to have a political conversation with our friends, with our neighbors. You couldn't sit down any longer if you didn't lead with your politics, if you weren't on the same team. Well, it's seemingly this concept, this tribalism, has gone national, Doug. And I'm just wondering if you have any insights. Do you think it started here in Wisconsin? This used to be the hub of good governance, and now it's like the hub of tribalism.
Well, I don't think Wisconsin is the beginning point. I think we just sort of gone along with the trend. There's been some very strong stuff going on in Georgia, in Florida, of course. The governor of Texas is unbelievable. In Arizona, they had this craziest election recount where they hired this absurd bunch of people for a lot of money, and they played around with it, a recount for one whole year. So Wisconsin is not the leader here, but unfortunately, we've now begun to follow in the footsteps of this very extreme movement, which wants to maintain control of our government by manipulating the elections. And it scares me. I am worried about our democracy. I sincerely am.
Doug, do you worry about violence? I mean, we saw what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. We know that there have been some armed anti-mask, anti-vax, pro-stop the steal rallies. I've walked up there and talked to plenty of guys toting AR-15s. Doug, do you worry about violence on the streets or violence at the Capitol or violence of a political sort, sir?
Well, I don't worry about it because I'm not the kind of person that lays awake at night worrying about stuff, I hope. But yes, there is a faction. I think it's a very small group in Wisconsin and all across the country. We saw it in Michigan. In Michigan, they actually arrested them. And one of the men was from Wisconsin, by the way, who, with their guns, were threatening to go into the state capitol and get the governor of Michigan. So there are cases where it's been happening. Washington was a sad scene. I cried when I saw what was happening to our capital by an extreme group of people. A lot of people got sucked into that. I think the majority of people that went there did not know what was going on. But there was a small group that organized it, probably led by our former president. So a lot of this was brought on by the behavior of our former president, in my opinion.
And Doug, want to get your opinion. We see a Republican gubernatorial candidate in Rep. Tim Rantham. His entire campaign is to roll back the Electoral College count of 2020. Doug, once upon a time, that would have been considered a fringe attitude. Now it seemingly reflects the majority of the Republican Party, sir. Any comments on Rantham's candidacy?
Well, I wish him well.
Now, Doug, you've got your own campaign to run. What's that look like in this 2022 elective cycle? Doug, you going out and getting qualifying signatures? Where are you at? Where are you up to at this point, sir?
Well, I'm still pondering, to be quite candid. I had a long talk with one of my best political friends yesterday. Today, another one called me, and they have differing opinions. One person says, as you said early in the show, I have an obligation to run. I'm the strongest candidate to protect the Secretary of State's office. Another person said to me, look, it's going to be a tough election. Republicans will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, which I can't do. I don't have that kind of money. So you might lose. Maybe you should quit while you're ahead. So I'm getting all this opinion. I've scheduled a press conference for Thursday morning. So Thursday morning, I'm going to have to bite the bullet, as they say, and make a decision.
Would you like to give us an insight right now, Doug? Scoop yourself?
Well, I'm leaning towards running because I do feel an obligation to Wisconsin and to protect us from this extreme effort to fiddle with the election. And I have an obligation to the office of Secretary of State that I have done my best for many years. So I'm leaning that direction. Collection signatures is going to be a problem. If anybody out there would like to help me, please let me know, because with the pandemic, with the virus out there, and it's not gone away, people don't want to talk to you on the street. So me going out with my clipboard to collect names is going to be difficult. I'm going to have to do it with social media, with Facebook and websites. So if anybody wants to help, sosdoug@hotmail.com.
Secretary of State, great state of Wisconsin, Doug La Follette. You can hotmail him if you would like to volunteer to help support his campaign. Doug, you got a few friends on the radio here as well. We appreciate you coming around, sir. More Devils Advocates. We'll be right back.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.